Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk, presents the Mary Lee Taylor program. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor program, featuring the story of the week about that happy American family, Jim, Sally, and Betsy Carter, and the pet recipe of the week. Everyone likes to use recipes that are quick and easy to follow, and you can be sure of the right results every time with Mary Lee Taylor's latest booklet called Dependable Recipes. If you haven't sent for your free copy of this 16-page recipe book, better do it today, because they're going fast and they'll soon be gone. Just write Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri, and ask for Dependable Recipes. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. Today's story really began when Mr. Whitsett, Betsy's godfather, named Betsy as the sole beneficiary of his will. And Jim said,
"Gosh, Sally, I'd like to find out just what Betsy might inherit."
"Oh, I wouldn't, Jim. It's not important, really."
"Well, I think it is, and I'm going to find out."
In just a moment, we'll know what happened. Right now, I can't wait to tell you that today I have a brand new recipe for vegetable slaw, a salad planned especially for the man in your life because tomorrow is Father's Day. Right after our story, I'll tell you just how to fix this delicious salad, and I'll also tell you about a whole meal that's planned to go with the vegetable slaw, a meal that will satisfy Father and three more hungry people for just about $2.06.
And that goes to prove that you can save money by using Mary Lee Taylor recipes. You see, Mary Lee always uses money-saving pet milk, which costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. And what wonderful milk it is. Even when you mix double-rich pet milk with an equal amount of water, you still have richer milk than the milk generally sold in bottles. And you can pick up a whole month's supply in one trip to the grocery store to be sure that you have enough to on hand for all your cooking needs. Pet milk always stays sweet and good in its sealed can. But now, let's go back and see what's happening to Jim and Sally Carter.
Baby Betsy Carter has a very devoted godfather. He is Mr. Whitsett, who is elderly, a little eccentric, and so proud of Betsy that he has named her sole beneficiary in his will, though he's never given Sally or Jim the slightest hint of what that gesture might mean in dollars and cents. Mr. Whitsett always visits Betsy on Sunday afternoon, no matter what the weather, and it's Sunday afternoon right now, a very hot Sunday afternoon.
I'll bet it's 190 in the shade. This place is murder on a day like this. Sally, we've got to move, and right away.
I guess we do, as soon as we can.
Poor little thing. Reckon she's hot, too.
Yes, she's had a little prickly heat this week.
Yeah, Betsy girl. Want to listen to my old watch tick? Yeah, yeah, see the watch. She generally loves my watch.
Not a bit of ventilation, cross or otherwise.
Move your chair this way a little bit, dear, and you'll get more of a fan. Wouldn't you like some more lemonade, Mr. Whitson?
Reckon not, Sally. Got to be running some chess with... Oh, well, don't make no difference. Bye, Betsy girl. See you next Sunday.
Bye, Mr. Whitson. It was lovely having you.
So long, Mr. Whitson. Come again.
Yes, sir. Thank you both. Reckon you don't want this door closed. It's so hot.
No, just leave it open, thanks. Bye.
Let's see. Reckon there ought to be a bus long about this time. Time? Well, dagnabbit, I forgot my watch. Must have left it on the table next to Betsy's playpen. Well, nothing for it but to go back in again.
Why you assume that what Betsy will inherit from Whitsett won't amount to anything. Gosh, it's solitary old fellas like him that save up the dough.
Hello. Sounds like I left more than my watch behind at the Carters.
Oh, Jim, I didn't say it wouldn't be much. I said we don't know. And I don't see what difference it makes anyhow.
Well, it does make a difference. It'd make a lot of difference in my plans if I knew. Well, Betsy's education is provided for instance.
It shouldn't. It couldn't. My goodness, Mr. Whitsitt might change his will or get married.
The saints preserve me.
A lot of things could happen.
Well, they aren't very likely.
Well, darling, we don't know, and there isn't anything we can do about it, so we might as well forget.
There's something you could do about it. I'll bet you could find out if you wanted to.
Why, I wouldn't think of such a thing. Mr. Whitsitt never asked us what we had in the bank, and I'm certainly not going to ask him what he had.
Well, all right, if you're going to be that way, but...
Besides, if Mr. Whitsitt thought I was helping him, it might hurt his feelings, Jim. He might think I cared about what he had for Betsy. And I don't a bit. I appreciate the idea just as much, whether any money goes with it or not.
Of course,
and
but...
And I know you do, too.
Sure, sure, but just the same, I... Well... Where's that lemonade?
It's in the kitchen. Let's go get it.
Well, I don't know as I was doing such a big favor to Betsy after all, putting her in my will. Might be kind of interesting, though, if Jim did find out something. Fun, maybe. Let him try. Guess I better go in and get my watch. Hey, where you all at?
Yes?
I just forgot to take my watch with me.
Oh, Mr. Whitsitt. Why, sure enough, here it is right on the table.
Getting mighty forgetful lately. Sometimes about important matters, too. Even about things like my safety deposit box.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Whitsitt, you don't want to... I mean, you...
Yep, I was just thinking. Merely as a matter of precaution. Well, I'm the only person allowed in my box at the bank. That ain't a very practical arrangement.
Well, it could be very inconvenient. If you got sick, for instance, or...
Yeah, I wondered. No, it's quite a favor to ask, but... I wonder, Jimmy, if you'd mind stopping in at the bank with me sometime and register your signature, so... Just in case...
Why, certainly. I think that's a very good idea. I'd be glad to.
Of course, it ain't likely I'd ever need to ask you to get into it for a man. There's no hurry. Any time will do.
Well, say, I think it's a darn good idea. And why put it off? Let's do it tomorrow. Look here, Sal. Here's the key to Mr. Whitsitt's safety deposit box. I went by the bank with him this morning and got it.
Uh-huh. That's nice.
Now I could get into it if it were ever necessary. Or advisable.
Jim, that's a funny thing to say. You wouldn't.
Why not? I'll bet I could find out... I'll bet I could find out everything I want to know about Betsy's inheritance by taking one little peek in that box.
But Mr. Whitsitt gave you that key as an emergency measure. You know he wouldn't want you poking around in his papers.
Well, I wouldn't poke around. I'd just take a quick look. Well, what harm could it do?
But, Jim, you'd be betraying a trust and...
All right. I wasn't really going to anyhow. But I'd still like to know what he's really worth.
That same day, Mr. Whitsitt made a return trip to the safety deposit vault in his bank and had a chat with his friend Alex Ware, the vault attendant.
Well, Henry Whitsitt, second time today. In the 20 years I've been working in this bank, and you've been a customer, you've never done so much popping in and out as you have lately.
Got a few things to tend to, Alex. Come on with your key.
Not that I'm not always glad to see you, of course.
Got a few keepsakes I'm going to put away as soon as I get them unwrapped.
Oh, this vault's full of keepsakes. You'd be surprised if you could see into these boxes. Plenty of things here besides... stocks and bonds and insurance policies, you can be sure.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Say, that's an interesting box you got there. It's enamel, ain't it?
It's a music box.
Well, I'll be. I never saw a music box long and flat like that. Valuable?
Oh, not very, I guess. I'm just changing things in my deposit box for, well, a sort of a little experiment.
Is that so?
Yeah. I just put these papers in my pocket and the music box in my deposit box and, say, you can help me if you will, Ellie.
Do anything I can for an old customer like you, Henry.
You here all day, ain't you?
Except Thursday. My day off.
Fine, fine. Remember that young fellow that was in here with me the other day?
Uh-huh.
Registered his signature so he could open my box?
Sure. Very good idea. Like if you should be in the hospital for anything.
He'll be in again in a day or so. Won't be Thursday. I'll see to that. And you get something for me out of my box.
Yeah? So?
When he's here, you listen and tell me if this music box plays. You could do that, couldn't you?
I couldn't miss. It's not often a music box plays in this vault. What then?
Nothing. That's all. I'm performing a little experiment, like I said. Just want to know how it works out.
The next day, Sally was downtown shopping, so she took advantage of her day off for a luncheon date with Jim as they were finishing.
More coffee, dear?
Oh, no thanks. Nothing more. Oh, Jim, this has been so much fun. We haven't had a luncheon date in ages.
Well, we ought to do it more often.
Uh-huh. Oh, had we better go now? Are you in a hurry to get back to the office?
Well, no. Fact is, I'm not going right back to the office. I'm going to do an errand for Mr. Whitsitt. He phoned and asked me to get an envelope for him out of his safety deposit box.
Well, that's funny. He isn't sick, is he?
Why, he didn't say so. Just asked me to bring the envelope home with me tonight and said he'd be over and pick it up.
Hmm. Well, I'll go with you. It's on my way. Goodness, I hope Mr. Whitsitt isn't sick.
How do you do, Mr. Ware?
That's right.
Sally, this is Mr. Ware, a friend of Mr. Whitsitt's, my wife.
Howdy, ma'am. Yeah, Henry Whitsitt started coming in here about the same time I came here to work. We grew old together in this vault, you might say.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Ware.
Well, here's the slip with my signature and all. Mr. Whitsitt asked me to get something for him out of his box.
Yeah, I know.
You do?
Certainly. Right over here is his box. Here, let me have your key. There you are. Just call me if you want me for anything.
Thank you.
There's the envelope, all right, in the front of the box, just like he said it would be. But there's nothing else in here except this long, flat enamel box. Well, I guess his papers are in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, put the deposit box away, dear, and let's go.
Wait a minute, Sal. I'll bet right in that enamel box is the answer to everything we'd like to know about what Mr. Whitsitt will leave Betsy.
Jim, we don't want to know anything except what Mr. Whitsitt wants to tell us. Come on, let's go.
All I'd have to do would be to open the lid.
Please don't, Jim.
One look, and we'd know whether or not we had to save up for Betsy's college education.
Jim, wait a minute. I don't believe you honestly want to know what's in it. I don't think it'll make any difference to you, really.
But, Sally, aren't you even a little bit curious?
Why should I be? We're young and healthy and intelligent, average anyway. We want to take care of Betsy ourselves, don't we?
Well, sure, but...
If Mr. Whitsitt gives Betsy anything important, well, that's all right. But if he doesn't, that's all right, too. Either way, I know you want her to look to you for what she needs and wants and hopes for. Oh, Jim, what do you care what's in any little box?
Return to Jim and Sally Carter in a few seconds. But first, I'd like to chat with all you listeners who are mothers or mothers-to-be. I know that you want your baby to be healthy and happy, to grow strong and straight and sturdy. I'd like to help by sending you a gift copy of the book called Your Baby. This beautiful 64-page book is filled with the kind of helpful information your own doctor would want you to have about the care and training of your baby. So, won't you address a request today to me, Mary Lee Taylor, care of the station to which you are listening? And now let's find out what's happening in the bank vault where Jim and Sally Carter are.
Well, Sally, I got what I came for. Come on. Let's see Mr. Ware and have him put away Mr. Whitsitt's box, and we'll get out of here.
All right, darling.
Here you are, Mr. Ware. We'll be back one of these times if we ever have anything worth locking up in a safety deposit box, which I doubt.
It'll be a pleasure to serve you.
Hi, folks.
Why, hello, Henry.
Why, Jim, it...
Mr. Whitsitt.
Yeah, found I could get downtown after all, so just thought I'd save you the trouble of coming down here, Jim. Sorry it was too late.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, sir. It wasn't any trouble. I've got your envelope right in my pocket. Here it is.
Thank you.
I was a little bit worried for fear you weren't well. Are you coming out to the house?
Nope. Think we'll stick around and talk to Alex for a few minutes.
Well, I'll be getting back to the office. So long.
And I'll be getting back home. Goodbye, Mr. Whitsitt. Be seeing you.
That you will.
Goodbye.
Well, did you...
Not a note. Got an idea the young man changed his mind about something right here in this vault.
Well, what do you know about that?
Fact is, I think his wife kind of changed his mind for him. Whitsitt?
Huh?
What's in that box, anyhow?
I'll show you. Come on. Open her up.
Nothing in it but a piece of paper.
Read it.
What? Though you have found no treasure, nor has any rich relation left you a legacy, diligence is the mat, the mother of good luck. And he that lives on hope will die fasting. Huh. Now, what does that mean?
It just means that I thought young Carter needed a lesson. But I reckon he don't need me to teach him with my tricks and quotations from Ben Franklin. Not while he's got Sally for a wife.
It looks as though the Carters have the situation under control, so we'll leave them until next Saturday morning. But right now, I'm in a hurry to get back to Mary Lee Taylor's Pet Mill Kitchen so I can get a man-sized sample of that vegetable slaw that she's planning for Father's Day.
I've got your sample ready and waiting, Dale.
Swell.
Although Father's Day comes only once a year, and if you're like most women, you want to make a special occasion of it, you can please the man in your life every day in the year with the delicious food you can fix when you use Pet Milk recipes. Men do have a special liking for slaw. And this vegetable slaw, with the tangy Pet Milk dressing, has a wonderful flavor. And it's hearty enough to satisfy any man. Vegetable slaw is just one of the many quick, easy recipes included in the 16-page booklet called Dependable Recipes. There aren't many copies of this popular recipe book left, so be sure to send for yours today. Just print your name and address and the words Dependable Recipes on a postcard. Mail the card to me, Mary Lee Taylor, care of the station to which you are listening, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And if you want the valuable 64-page book called Your Baby that Mary Lee Taylor told you about a few minutes ago, simply add the words baby book to the card you send in for Dependable Recipes.
Thanks, Dale. Oh, and by the way, how'd you like that sample of vegetable slaw?
Oh, boy. Now, that tasted like more. Speaking from a man's point of view, there's a salad I go for.
And you can make enough of this salad for four people for only 17 cents.
Why, that's terrific, Mary Lee.
And now, let's plan the dinner for Father's Day. It's a money saver, too. Just think, a complete dinner that will satisfy four hungry people for just about $2.06.
Let's see now. That's just about 51 cents a person.
That's right, Dale. And this money-saving meal can all be fixed on top of the stove.
Well, everybody knows that cooking with Pet Milk is money-saving as well as convenient and easy. But what I'd like to know is what goes into this dinner.
Well, for the main dish, I've planned a braised round steak, then fried potatoes and green beans, then our special vegetable slaw, of course. Rolls and butter.
Say, that sounds all right, but what's for dessert?
Vanilla ice cream with chocolate sauce.
Mmm, sounds better and better. And isn't there a chocolate sauce recipe in the book called Dependable Recipes?
There certainly is, Dale, on page 13. And last, but not least, we'll serve coffee with pep milk and sugar.
Golly, Mary Lee, just think of being able to serve all that delicious food, enough for four hungry people, for only about $2.06. What a bargain.
That's right, Dale. And in addition to the special dressing for vegetable slaw, there are three more ways to save money by using pep milk.
I know. Pep butter spread, that's one.
Yes.
Then chocolate sauce, that's two.
Yes, and pep milk in the coffee.
Okay, three. You certainly can save money when you use pep milk in coffee, because pep milk is genuine whole milk concentrated to double richness. So rich, in fact, it belongs in your cream pitcher. Now, how about the recipe of the week, Mary Lee? I'm ready if you are.
Yes, indeed, Dale. And this recipe for vegetable slaw is one of those useful two-in-one recipes. It's the recipe for a salad and for an unusual salad dressing, which can be used on a variety of other salads. And it takes just a little salad oil or other melted shortening.
So, how do you make it?
Well, first, to prepare the dressing, cook slowly, 5 minutes.
Cook. Slowly, 5 minutes. Okay.
2 tablespoons finely cut onion.
2 tablespoons finely cut onion. Mm-hmm.
In 2 tablespoons of salad oil.
In 2 tablespoons salad oil. Yep, and that takes 5 minutes?
Yes. In just about 5 minutes, over low heat, the onion will get yellow.
Okay, now what's next?
Mix and blend in 1 tablespoon sugar.
Mix and blend in 1 tablespoon sugar. Is that all?
3/4 teaspoon salt.
3/4 teaspoon salt. Anything else?
Yes. 1/2 teaspoon dry mustard.
1/2 teaspoon dry mustard. I like that. And?
And 1 tablespoon flour.
Okay. 1 tablespoon flour.
Next, stir in 3 tablespoons vinegar with 3 tablespoons water.
3 tablespoons vinegar with 3 tablespoons water. Right.
Then boil slowly and stir 2 minutes.
Boil slowly and stir 2 minutes.
And, of course, start your timing after the mixture begins to bubble. Then you'll be sure that the starch in the flour is cooked thoroughly.
So, it's cooked. Then what?
Well, then, let the vinegar mixture cool thoroughly, and then stir into 1/4 cup pep milk.
Let mixture cool thoroughly, then stir into 1/4 cup pep milk. Why not stir the pep milk into the vinegar mixture?
No. No, Dale, this little trick of adding the vinegar mixture to the milk, and not the other way around, is the secret of making a smooth, creamy dressing.
Oh, I see.
Well, now that the dressing is made, put it in a covered dish and chill until ready to serve.
Okay. When do we get to the vegetables?
Right now. When mealtime comes around, mix in a bowl 1 1/2 cups shredded cabbage.
Mix in bowl 1 1/2 cups shredded cabbage. Uh-huh.
With 1 cup shredded carrot.
1 cup shredded carrot. Sounds wonderful.
And 2/3 cup diced celery.
2/3 cup diced celery. I go for that crisp stuff.
Mix the vegetables well with the chilled dressing, and there you have 4 servings ready to go to the table.
Sounds delicious, Mary Lee. And you couldn't possibly make that same salad dressing using ordinary bottled milk, could you?
No. No, Del. Bottled milk doesn't have the richness you get in pet milk. Because pet milk is really double rich, you can use it in place of cream to make this salad dressing that's really a modern version of the sour cream dressing our grandmothers used to make. And there's no such thing as pet milk getting too sour if you follow the easy directions.
You're ahead in a lot of ways, then, when you use pet milk. But, Mary Lee, earlier you mentioned that salad oil or other melted shortening could be used in the dressing.
Oh, yes. If you prefer, you can use ham fat or bacon fat instead of the salad oil. That touch of bacon or ham flavor is delicious in this dressing, too.
Now, how about that dressing on other salads, Mary Lee?
It's wonderful on plain lettuce or sliced tomatoes, sliced cucumbers, or on mixed vegetable salads.
Well, what about using purple cabbage in the vegetable slaw instead of the usual kind?
You certainly could do that, Dale. I like it myself, and it does make a colorful and attractive salad.
Well, Mary Lee, you've done your usual good job of giving our listeners new ideas on how to save time and money on meal planning.
Pet milk makes it so easy to save time and money, Dale. Now, I have only one more suggestion, and that is to send today for your free copy of the 16-page book called Dependable Recipes, which includes the recipe for vegetable slaw, as well as lots of other easy-to-follow recipes you'll want to try. To get your free copy, just send a postcard with the words Dependable Recipes to me, Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
Remember, too, that tonight's the night for the Pet Milk Show, a half-hour musical program starring Vic Damone. So listen tonight to the songs of Vic Damone and the other Pet Milk headliners, Kay Armon, the Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and the Pet Milk Orchestra over most of these same NBC stations.
And be with us next Saturday morning for another story about Jim and Sally Carter, and for the recipe of the week for a wonderful dish that is delicious, served as a salad or as a dessert.
Now, today's recipe for happiness.
The happiness of a whole year depends on the happiness of each month, each week, and each day. And now, until next Saturday, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk, the first choice of millions of homemakers. Today's story was written by Jane Spencer and directed by Al Chance. Del King speaking.